Big Finish for the love of stories.
Barbara, the vending machine speaks.
When I was given the chance of riding on this bus, I leapt with both hydraulic feet. I gathered myself up and flung myself headlong aboard the number 22. Well, that's putting it glibly. You have to understand what a huge deal this was for me. I don't get asked to do exciting things, not very often. And also, clambering aboard was physically more complicated than that. I'm hardly nimble enough to fling myself or leap forth. Of course, I had to be lifted and eased aboard the celestial omnibus, onto the step and through the doors. Everyone had to lend a hand to get old Barbara on the bus. I run on casters, you see, and couldn't take a running jump anywhere with both feet, no matter how keen I am. But nevertheless, the sentiment was there. There was nowhere else in the multiverse that I'd rather be. My electronic heart was beating madly at the very thought of setting my own little wheels aboard and becoming a fellow traveller, a traveller and companion on the number 22 Putney bus. I had seen her come and go, you see, that magical lady whose unsteady hands gripped the wheel and piloted that bus through the nooks and crannies of space and time. I had met Iris before and watched her amazing vehicle arrive with a flash and a bang. I had been enthralled every time, and I delighted in her fleeting presence as she sallied forth into adventure. Then I had watched the old bus fade away again in a marvelous shower of glitter as she took herself off to cosmic pastures new. And I was just a humble onlooker in my adoptive town of Darlington, somewhere in the north of England. I was standing rather near the back, feebly attempting to contain myself. I could only look on in tamped-down envy as Iris came and went and swooshed up into the galaxy once more. And in my heart, I longed to go with her. Fat chance, I always thought. You're too cumbersome and servile. Why would she ever take you along for a ride? No, Barbara, your days of journeys between the dimensions are at an end at last. That's how I thought. And yet, I believe in wishes and dreams. I do. What else has a living vending machine got in her life besides crisps and pop, but silly dreams?